This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, so head up to the website, therealside.com. You can sign up for our email blast. You can set up your text messaging, where we text you, let you know the show's coming on, that kind of thing. You can text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And I think that would be nice. That would be good. I appreciate it. All right. You know how I rail on this. I rail on the hypocrisy behind the Me Too movement. And I don't mean the fact that they're trying to bring attention to how women are being abused in Hollywood and other places. But the fact that, why did it take so long? And I'm not blaming individuals. I'm just saying, why did it take so long? What's taking so long for those people that were involved in it? The men and the women. Remember, a lot of the people in the Me Too movement weren't necessarily abused, but they saw the abuse happen. They were actually part of it. So where were they? There were people in that movement that actually set women up to be abused. Why aren't they accessories? I don't understand. See, if you see somebody get taken advantage of, or you know somebody's being set up for this kind of thing, if you open your mouth, you shouldn't get in trouble. If you don't say anything, you should. And it seems like if you do the wrong thing, you get swept under the carpet, not a big deal. Everybody still loves you. You do the right thing, and you get ousted. Like this one. A Hollywood actor, he's getting cut from an ABC show. You know why? Not because you don't want to do a same-sex kiss, or not because you won't smoke dope on camera. No. Because you won't do any sex scenes. Come on, think about that. Somebody's going to go, well, you know, he knew when he signed up for this what it was all about. He knew what was going to happen. I don't know that. So actor Neil McDonough says he was blacklisted in Hollywood for several years because he refused to perform sex scenes. He's known for his performances in Band of Brothers, Minority Report, and Desperate Housewives. The Catholic actor recently opened up about his strong Christian convictions. Oh, no, there it is. He's done. Instead, it cost him his job at ABC Scoundrels in 2010. It was a horrible situation for me, he told Close Weekly, of being fired for refusing to perform sex scenes with co-star Virginia Madsen. After that, I couldn't get a job because everyone thought I was a religious zealot. I am very religious. I put God and family first. Me is second. That's what I live by. Now, the Boston native has, I don't know him. I don't know if he's from Boston. The Boston natives had no sex scenes policy for more than 30 years in his career, not even his stint in Desperate Housewives, which was a highly sexualized series. When Mark Cherry signed me, I said, look, I'm sure you know, but I won't kiss anybody. McDonough recalled telling the Desperate Housewives creator, he was like, but this is Desperate Housewives. I said, I know. The creator paused for about 5 seconds and said, all right, I'm just going to have to write better. And he said, and I had a great time with the guy. McDonough's wife from 16 years, South African model Ruve Robertson. I don't know. Anyway, they have 5 children together. The loyal husband said that he also refused to kiss his co-stars because these lips are meant for one woman. Now, you know the left has a field day with stuff like this, right? Just like when Vice President Pence said that he wouldn't have dinner alone with a woman, right? Because it wouldn't look, I mean, even if it was a business meeting, it just wouldn't look right. And that's become, think about that, that's become abnormal, and the norm is having dinner alone with a woman, a business dinner alone with a woman in your hotel room. That's okay. After all, it is 2019. 18, 19. Jeez. I want to go back. Anyway, despite being fired from Scoundrels in 2010 for standing by his convictions, McDonough has celebrated his decision. He said, look, his career has been phenomenal ever since. He said, almost 20 years, 5 kids, just one heck of an awesome life. To have her as my partner and everything, he said, I'm just the most blessed guy I know. The 57-year-old said that that's why I go to church every day. And I say, thank you, God, for everything he's given me. Most importantly, thank you for giving me Ruve. Because without her, I certainly wouldn't be talking to you right now. McDonough's only actor who's spoken about being temporarily blacklisted in Hollywood. I mean, there's been many that have talked about this, right? In an interview with the Christian Post last year, 30-year TV film star Antonio Sabato Jr. said that he's been barred from Hollywood because of his faith. They don't want anybody to talk about Jesus, talk about faith, talk about God. They don't even want you to mention Jesus' name. It's a shame, because they all need Jesus, he said. I think Jesus needs to be more relevant to everything in Hollywood, Sabato said. If you talk about his and then again, not only if you talk about Jesus and you support Trump in any way, you're really done. Right? And that's the funny thing about all of this. They talk about being the enlightened people, open to anything, right? Freedom of thought, free flow of thought. What another famous Joe said, what a bunch of malarkey that is. It really is. We've allowed that to happen, haven't we? You Christians, you God people. You've allowed that to happen. You've allowed Hollywood to get away with that. I mean, here's that sound again. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just sitting real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. When we come back, we're going to talk about the year of the woman in Hollywood. Was it real or just a joke? We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm gonna kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
Yeah, we are under attack.
Came flying in.
I don't care what you think.
In the back.
I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 for stations and times. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including finding a list of stations and times. And sign up for the email blast. It goes out once a week, okay? Don't make it crazy. Don't send it out every time I have a thought. So I'm not going to make you out of your mind. So give me your email address. We'll get the information out to you. We'll let you know when the show's coming up, the topics, who we're going to have on, and that kind of thing. So You know, I've been pounding on Hollywood pretty much every day. And sometimes I don't think anybody's listening, but then I read articles and find out that maybe somebody is listening. And, you know, we've heard about how much equality Hollywood wants for everybody, for African-Americans, for women, for, well, except for old white guys. They don't want any, no equality there. We don't need to have any. But when you listen to what they say and the self-righteousness and the self-righteous speeches they give at all the awards events, which I just find it's just self-aggrandizing mostly. But when you hear what they have, they don't live any of it. They're great at putting it on film. They're great at putting it out over a microphone, but they live none of it. But see, I'm not the expert in this area, right? I don't espouse and know everything there is about the year of the woman, about how women are treated in Hollywood and have you. I can only know what people in the mix who are involved in it can tell me. So Curtis Houck, he's the managing editor of Newsbusters, is on with me right now. Curtis, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
Now, you are reporting on a piece that was written on January 3rd for Variety, and it took a look under Hollywood's diversity hood. I don't really think they have a diversity hood, though, do they? Really?
That's a great question. You know, the headline of the Variety article said that women suffer radical underrepresentation in the industry, despite this notion that in Hollywood and politics, you know, everywhere else for the last year, 2 years, to talk about the year of the women, year of the woman. And yet Variety found, quote, Hollywood women have made incremental gains in below-the-line jobs like producing and editing, yet they backslid as feature film directors and continue on a path of radical underrepresentation. Wow. So this is someone who apparently knows. They called it the celluloid ceiling, which is a little kind of, you know, whatever kind of pokey alliteration you want to put it. This is done by Dr. Martha Lozen from San Diego State University, who I guess her job is to look at this sort of thing. And the whole point is that Hollywood, as you put in your open, is only paying lip service to, you know, to this notion that women need to have more representation and make up for all the sexual abuse and just general harassment that they have put up with for, you know, generations now.
I think it's pretty disgusting. I like that celluloid ceiling, right? I mean, kind of statement. But
yeah,
every year there's a different thing going on, right? It's the year of the children. Then it's the year of the African-American. Now it's the year of the woman. But as I said, they don't mean any of this, really. In the first segment, I was talking about how, you know, the Me Too movement, for instance, how that became a big deal once somebody got caught. It's not that nobody knew what was going on. It was going on for years, decades, and they knew about it. And all of a sudden, some of these self-righteous people get up and say, yeah, I knew it was going on. It's about time it came out. Well, why weren't you the first? And I'm not talking about the women that were abused.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the people around them. Same thing here, right?
They say they were afraid to lose their jobs. They were afraid of, you know, how powerful some of these people were. Well, if that was sure that may have been the case, but the whole point is that this is, you know, women being sexually assaulted, raped, you know, you name it, you know, just as general, you know, human being, human to human, that's something that no person should have to put up with. So that's typically something that you should want to do something about, like go to law enforcement, you know, blow the whistle, you know, whatever you want to call it, but that's not what's happening, you know. So whenever these Ronan Farrow pieces have come out, he had all these people saying, oh yeah, that was like totally a thing, you know. Harvey Weinstein, Les Moonves, you name it. It was just this, because it's one thing if it was, you know, behind the scenes, you know, some of this, like with the Catholic Church, you see priests, you know, the only people who see them do something or know about them doing something are, you know, the kids, the people that have been abused themselves. But you have Hollywood producers, you know, and these actors, they have teams around them. They have agents, they have assistants, they have a person who clips their toenails, someone who gets them coffee. They have all these people around them. And when two people go into a back room, like, you know, and you hear noises. I mean, like, seriously, what do you think is going on?
Well, here's the funny thing about this. They had 16 people fess up that not so much that they set up the meeting, but they would set up the arrangements for Weinstein to be alone with these people, would usher these people into a room and that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, at that point, aren't they an accessory? I mean, for real.
Right.
Or am I just missing it here? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think you're absolutely right, because I don't know how else you would define accessory. I mean, unless you participated in the assaulting. I mean, other than that, I don't know how you put it as otherwise.
Yeah, I think it's crazy for these people to kind of just blow it off like, well, I wasn't actually involved in it. I saw it happen, and yeah, I know I should have said something. Again, that's why I said the hypocrisy of Hollywood. It's just, you know, those big lights that they use for grand opening nights, you know, the searchlights?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what they should be, hypocrisy lights, because that should draw you right to, you look at what's happened at Nickelodeon with all the young kids, people in positions of authority. I mean, pedophilia was running pretty rampant there for a while. And then I don't know that it still is or isn't. You just don't hear about it as much. And the same thing with the Me Too movement. And now, the same thing with women in Hollywood and where they stand. So what are they doing, or are they doing anything to honestly and truly change this? Do you know?
You would try to think so. I mean, again, you just, as conservatives, you don't want to have a situation where you're putting in quotas for something, where people get jobs or are in certain positions without it being based on merit, just solely because of their gender. But, and specifically when a movie goes to theaters and it has a large promotional rollout, you look at Wrinkle in Time. That was a big female-backed thing, and the movie didn't do very well. Even female critics didn't like it. So, a lot of it is kind of market. Some of that is kind of market forces. But in terms of, having a zero tolerance for discrimination or assault, that's not something you really kind of see. People can implement policies, but until you start seeing that put into action, you don't know.
Right. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about Newsbusters and some of the articles that you have up on the website. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was asked how the American people should think of the Mueller investigation.
I think that there were allegations made of Russian attempts to interfere in the election.
And as I understand it, Mueller is looking into those allegations.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support.
May's withdrawal agreement went down by a vote of 432 to 202. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither.
I haven't felt like going to school for about 30 years. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. If you went far, I'm not waiting. You'll have to come back and get it later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send us an email, or send me an email anyway, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always feel, I always appreciate the time you spend with us, and the comments that you make in the chat room, whether it be on Facebook or on the website, wherever, doesn't matter, but I appreciate the time you spend, and the emails you send. And like I say, you catch stuff that I don't catch, and I'm okay with that. I don't feel bad. I don't need a safe space when you write to me about this stuff. I really don't. It's okay. Anyway, we were talking about, a few minutes ago, we were talking about what a farce Hollywood is. I mean, my joke is that we pay these actors and actresses for lying. Why do you listen to them? Why do we give them any credence whatsoever? I mean, their whole job is to make believe they're somebody else. Give that some thought for a second. And then you go ahead and you give them you give them some kind of credibility when they want to talk about who they want in office, how they think the government should run. Wait a minute. I'll do one better. They're entertainers. Okay? Hello? Anybody home? Always a pleasure to have you with me. Curtis Hoke is with me. He's managing editor of Newsbusters. If you haven't been over there, you need to hop over to, the website, newsbusters.org. I know you guys are used to me always talking about Facebook pages, but you know what? There are some great websites out there. You want to go over to newsbusters.org. Curtis, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
No problem.
All right, so you got a couple of interesting stories up there. We got a lot of interesting stories, but the ones that I like the most. DNC is dropping out of the Women's March, or dropping out of backing the Women's March, but with no comment, right?
Right, yeah, they just kind of disappeared from the list of sponsors for the Women's March today. And it's just been kind of amazing. It just comes right after Tamika Mallory was just taken to the cleaners by Meghan McCain on The View yesterday. If people haven't watched it, we have a story up on Newsbusters. If you search, Newsbusters, Tamika Mallory, Meghan McCain, it was just, it was a thorough barbecuing of somebody talking about anti-Semitism, Louis Farrakhan, why won't the Women's March denounce Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam, because they're basically, they're anti-gay, they're anti-Semitic, they're anti-woman, and as I wrote in my story at Newsbusters, he's just an overall projector of hate, and yet, he won't apologize for it, and then what they try to do is they try to separate the person from the work. It goes back to our last segment, in a lot of cases, you try to they talk about, oh, these people who have done horrible things to women in this Me Too era, as we've learned, doesn't take away from the work that they've done for some people.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing with the Women's March trying to cover themselves with the Nation of Islam and Farrakhan, yet they play footsie on it. And even the DNC is like,
quietly backing away. I mean, what big guts that they have, right? I mean, they should have backed off and said, this is why we're backing off. But some of the women's marches have been canceled because there's too many white people involved. Talk about a confused group of people, right?
Yep.
Oh, God.
We don't know what's going on here. Too many white people, but then, anti-Semitism, and we got that, and,
I love it.
I believe it was Tablet that did that really blew the doors off of the anti-Semitism in the Women's March, and just they really have had no problem with a lot of these things. It just had completely flown over their head or in one ear out the other. It's just simply amazing that any decent person would realize, these are some bad, guys and gals that we're talking to. But nope, they had an agenda to push. When you're so anti-Trump, you're willing to look past actually horrible people and actually horrible ideologies.
Oh, everything else. They're willing, when it comes to hating on Trump, they're willing to overlook everything else that goes on around him. You look at the FBI, the investigation, they talked about the investigation that they dropped into looking at President Trump as if he was a tool of the Russians. And I think it was funny because what caused them to really take time to look was when he fired Comey. And what I thought was funny about that was he fired Comey because of a report that he got from Rosenstein. So here, why weren't they looking at Rod Rosenstein to see if he was a Russian tool? Why did they look at Trump?
It's just simply amazing, you think everything that this story this weekend is a perfect example of just how cartoonish, these permanent bureaucrats have been, under President Trump. It's just it's stunning. And yet again, the news media don't, and the FBI kind of looking at these investigations and really willing to, try to find information on and fry it. The president, there's no evidence of that so far.
No
evidence of this.
Yeah, well, they said there was none. I mean, I think it was the Washington Post or the rags came out and said, what was it, in paragraph 6 or 9, and said, hey, look. Right. After the headline, right, FBI investigates Trump to see if he's, a Russian spy. After the headline and the first 5 or 6 paragraphs, then they go, oh, and by the way, there's nothing to this story. There is no proof. Oh, God.
Trump may have been a Russian agent. FBI looked at BTW. They haven't found anything. It's okay. But still, and then, it's this perpetual cycle. They published a story, and then Trump was asked about it, and now the media has spent the last number of days going around being, it's incredible, it's unprecedented that a president has to be asked about this. Excuse me, that you guys are the ones who are making this a story. The FBI leaked this to them, and it's this, manufactured cycle. They talk about how this president manufacturing a crisis at the border. No, I think you guys are manufacturing a crisis, right now, trying to say that America's in danger, as Bill Maher and Chris Matthews said tonight, because Trump is supposedly a witting or unwitting Russian agent.
Right, right. He's so stupid that he's been drug into it, and he doesn't know what's going on. I think that's what I find the most amusing, right? So, again, and talk about trashing Trump. What the three big movements last year? Me Too, Walk Away, and trashing Trump. And the media's up at, one of your articles shows that over 90% of the Trump stories on networks had a negative spin on them.
90% negative on ABC, CBS, and NBC evening newscasts because, while fewer and fewer people are watching those, we at the MRC find that it is a really good baseline for media coverage and where the American news media is. And we have, found variations 90, 91, 92, 93% negative over, going back to the campaign. And so, that's what we found, for all of 2018. And it's just, they keep trashing this president, and, like I said, they're willing to allow other things. They're not really willing to police their own side because they have a narrative to push. They're so, I mean, just so deranged at this point, you know. And to some people, you just, you're like, are you guys okay? Like, Steve Schmidt yelling into a camera for, like, 5 minutes uninterrupted. You're like, you okay, man? You're, like, turning into, like, Brooke Tamlin from, like, Anchorman. Like,
you need any help,
like,
right?
Joe and Mika, you know, then you have Joe and Mika, you have Nicole Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
CNN is as an entire network is just, you know, you need to be like, you okay, guys? Like, you know, you need, like, a vacation or something? Like,
but did it hurt him? I mean, what did it actually do? All that negative press, what did it actually do for or to the president?
It only, you know, helps his base. The fact that the news media have been this negative, it's a perpetual stepping on the rake by the news media. Like, every day they just step on a rake, you know? Like, I mean, you know, it's further damage, you know, and that doesn't even involve the legitimately fake stories that journalists have put out over the years, like Dan Rather or Brian Williams, or that guy over in Germany making up stories, you know? And then you throw in the biased news coverage. So, again, the media continue every day to squander the opportunity to regain the trust of the American people, and yet they'll blame the president for that when they do more damage, or most of the damage themselves, than anything anyone else could say or allege about them.
Wow. Yeah, and again, I kind of find it like the you know, the old story about kid who cried wolf too many times. I mean, you cannot have all this negativity going on 24/7. And it starts to fall on deaf ears after a while. So, Curtis, tell people where they can find you, find more about you and Newsbusters.
Newsbusters.org. We have people working early morning, nights, and other things, so we have fresh content no matter what time of the day you check us out. I'm at Curtis Salk on Twitter. While I don't have the ego, I feel in fact I am a blue check mark, so.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, according to the left, only primitive tribes have the right to protect their sovereignty. Anybody else is just simply protecting white privilege. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Come on, I know she's coming in. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Man, and I'll tell you what, even just this week alone, over the last 5 days or 6 days, it's kind of been all Trump all the time and all negative. Right? Everything he wants to do is negative. If you go back and catch the first hour of the show, how this NATO thing has resurfaced. And if you really think about it, there is technically, the reason it was put into place, there was no reason for it anymore. You know, I mean, it's there to protect Europe against the Soviet Union. Hello? Is there a Soviet Union around anymore? Not that I know of. According to the left, the only primitive tribes have the right to protect their sovereignty. Otherwise, you're just protecting whiteness. Did you know that? Yeah, I was told in a podcast this week that I was, and I saw that, and then I saw this story, or I was part of the other one, and I saw this story, and I went, wow, these people are really trying hard to make you feel bad. So I was told that the word sovereignty means whiteness. So if the United States is trying to protect its sovereignty, it's trying to protect its whiteness. And I wish some of these people on the left that throw these words around, I wish they'd actually, I don't know, maybe buy, you don't even have to, listen, you don't even have to buy a dictionary anymore. Do you know that? Yeah, because you can go right online, and they'll tell you what it is right online. Look, I just went to Google, just for giggles, and I typed in sovereignty, right? Now, sovereignty is, according to Google, I'm surprised that they haven't changed it yet, is the full right and power of a governing body over itself without any interference from outside sources or bodies. Right? How do you like that? So, it basically, if the United States wants to be sovereign, or wants to exercise its sovereignty, it simply wants to exercise its right to govern itself. But I was told that's not what it means. So, it's my proof that they run by a different dictionary. It's my proof that they don't play by the same rules we do. Another explanation of supremacy. I'm sorry, sovereignty. It's supremacy, domination, tyranny. I love it. You know, let's set it up so it sounds really bad. Right? And I love the supreme power authority. How can we wrest the sovereignty away from the oligarchy and back to the people? So, I mean, really, for all intents and purposes, the way most people use it and mean it, sovereignty simply means the right for us to govern ourselves. The United States, Germany, Great Britain, Greece, France, Italy, they all have a right to govern themselves. And if you don't think so, who are you? What gives you the right to even say anything about it? Nobody asked you. Last week, according to, this is an article by Matt Walsh, he said last week the uncontacted Sentinelse tribe reportedly murdered a missionary who attempted to approach them. A few years ago, the same tribe also murdered a couple of innocent fishermen who accidentally drifted too close to their land. Now the funny / sad thing about the reporter that was murdered, even though he knew all of this, see, that's where I get kind of confused. Even though he knew all of this, and he knew what they were known for, and he knew that they killed anybody who came in from the outside, what made him think that it was going to be any different for him? Now, the drama with the Stone Age tribe unfolds in India, different, but not entirely unrelated drama has taken place down on our southern border. Hordes of illegal intruders are trying to storm into our country, which I think it's really funny because mainstream media still says, A, there's no crisis, and E, and B, there's no hordes of people showing up. So I would like them to put a number up as what they consider hordes. That would be great. Now, these people are throwing rocks, and I don't mean little pebbles. I mean rocks. Rocks that would bash your head in at the Border Patrol agents. They use children as human shields, and what they mean by that is they hold them in front of them, believing that you won't hit them, throw something at them, shoot them, and push them back. Now, lethal force has not been wielded against these people yet, but they've been met with some physical resistance. U.S. authorities have used pepper spray to disperse the crowds, and they've also used, tear gas. Now, an interesting contrast reveals itself. Many people in our country, particularly leftists, have defended the violent and homicidal actions of Sentinelese on the grounds that they're simply defending their land. They're repelling invaders. These are words used by CNN. Think about that. They had a right to kill somebody for coming on their property because they were simply defending their land and or repelling invaders. But we do it. We're nasty, terrible people. And no one has suggested, I mean, I haven't, that it's simply okay for them to murder anyone. But again, they have been devoid of any kind of modern communication. Now, I don't know if this is true, but from what I've read, most of the stories say no one has ever really visited them. Ever. They're still stuck, you know, 3,000 years ago. And we're told that they have a right to their sovereignty. Right? Think about that. They have a right to... Why do they... I would love somebody left to call me, write me, let me know, Joe at therealside.com. Why is it that they have a right to their sovereignty and we don't? It's because we're more enlightened? Right? I mean, we're bigger? We have more money? Why? I'm just curious. I mean, here's some fishermen that, poor guys, they happen to be off course and end up too close to the island. Somebody washes ashore by accident. They're going to be executed. They don't ask them any questions. They just kill them. And this is okay. Because, not because they're ignorant and they don't know and they don't understand what the modern world is all about. That's not what the left says. No, because they have the right to defend themselves. Right? They have a right, as they put it, to their sovereignty. But yet when mobs approach our borders, and not to visit by accident, not because they made a wrong turn, they're heading this way, not to tell us about Jesus, tell us about his love, but to move in and take up residence and work. That's what I love, too. They want to, they say it, we're coming to America to work. Mexico has offered them jobs. They say no. Mexico has even offered them entitlements. They said no. Places to live. They said no. You know why? Our entitlements are so much better. We have a rule of law. They know when they get here that the Dems will defend them no end, no matter what. And those very same people that defend the Nellies, whatever, you know what I'm talking about, will insist that we're evil if we use any physical means whatsoever to prevent the invasion at our border. If we ever use lethal force, this thing would really blow up. I wonder when Nancy Pelosi and Chucky the Schumer are going to talk to, actually talk to Border Patrol agents, actually talk to people at the border. You know that Nancy won't talk to, she won't give any audience to any of the parents whose kids were killed by illegals. She won't talk to them at all. Why don't you give that some real thought? She'll sit with illegals. Remember Barack Obama during his shutdown? What did he do? He hung out in a tent with a group of illegals while forcing the parks to be closed. Actually, not only did he force the parks to be closed down, but he had the cops put gates up around the parks. And it took the congressman, the Republican congressman, to go to the gates of those veteran parks and pull them aside. It's just amazing. Now, Matt goes on to say, of course, I'll be told that the primitive tribe doesn't know any better. They should be held to a different standard. We can't operate as they do. But we're at, what, low expectations of other people? I mean, seriously. I mean, I get we shouldn't be invading other people. I get we shouldn't be bothering other people. But it's okay for us to say, you kill somebody who blows up on shore by accident. I mean, that's kind of savage. I don't expect anything different from them. Don't get me wrong. But what I do find interesting is the word sovereignty. That the left beats up the fact that they have a right to protect their sovereignty and nobody else does. That's the freaky thing. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, leftist judges are at it again. In the next hour, we're going to hit up on Trump. You know, the citizenship question he wants on a 2020 census, it's been blocked by a court again. We're going to talk about why that's so important. Beto O'Rourke, the Hispanic guy to Texas, he wonders if the Constitution still works for us today. That should scare you. And then the University of Notre Dame keeps mum on confronting whiteness, even though nobody wants it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.